Could the Denver Broncos land Tom Brady?
I don't know. I think it's. I think how much money do we have to spend? Because that's probably high on his list.
Yep.
Is it?
For sure.
Even though it hasn't been in the past.
For sure. I mean, I'm coming back at this point. Now I'm single. I need to make more money. He's paying a little bit out every month. He needs to make money. So I think that's out of the list. And also, like, the energy and the atmosphere. Like I said, he's single, newly single.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure his life is, he's partying a little bit more. I think we got to provide that to him. We got to have some people take him out when he comes to visit. So, yeah, I think we could. We just got to be able to pay for it.
You ready to be on that committee? The Tom Good Time committee?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can do that. I bring my wife with me, you know what I'm saying? I can't go alone, but I think it'd be a good time.
There was a famous quarterback, very famous quarterback, Todd, that I don't think you know this, worked out in this building that we're sitting in right now. Just what, two years ago?
Yeah. Wow, boy, was that a time.
Yeah, Broncos... We thought that maybe that was a sign.
We thought it was a real sign.
It didn't turn out to be. I'll tell you after this.
Okay.
Who it was.
That's great content.
I really don't know now.
I don't know if that ever became public knowledge.
No, it didn't.
I don't think so.
People are going to love this. Yeah.
So could the Broncos land Tom Brady, Henry?
No.
No?
No. Mm. I mean, what does he want with Denver?
John.
Yeah. I mean... I just think that if he's going to come back, there's got to be a better option, right? Like, I get that you don't... A lot of the teams that are competing for the playoffs already have quarterbacks. But there's no way the Broncos are the best team that doesn't have a quarterback, right? Like, you look around. I mean, why not the Raiders? Like, is there really that big of a difference? I mean, the Broncos have Sean, I guess. Like,
it's
you
the
could
legacy. People go places. I think that's why Bron went to L.A., you got a legacy with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson and Kobe Bryant. Like, you want your jersey hung up around that legacy. And you talk about John Elway, multiple Super Bowls, Peyton Manning. Like, I think this is one of the best places to go if you want to talk about, like, carving your name into another legacy at another great legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think I'm not leaving retirement to go to the Broncos. And that's before you get into the financial stuff where, you know, he did always give teams a good deal. But it's not like he was playing for the vet minimum. Like, Broncos sitting here with $18 million in cap space. You might be able to get him for that $18 million. I'm not so sure. There just seems like there'd be no reason to actually come to the Broncos. Like, why not the Colts? Colts have more weapons.
Anthony
Richardson. And they wouldn't want Brady?
Do you want to go to Indianapolis?
That's true. That's true. You don't want to go to Indy. Like, why not the Steelers?
You want to go to Pittsburgh?
Russell Wilson, but like really you wouldn't just if you're the Steelers and you're like, "Oh, Tom Brady, we could go get Tom Brady." It's like, "No, we've got Russ." No, you cut Russ.
You got Justin Fields, baby.
Yeah, that's worse than Russ. I mean, I just can't see it.
I don't know, the more you talk, the more I'm like, maybe the Broncos could be in this position. And the reason that we're talking about this is because last week on a podcast over with Vic Blends, Tom Brady said, when asked, would you consider a comeback? And he said, I'm not opposed to it. I don't know if they're going to let me be if I become an owner of an NFL team, but I don't know if. I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape, always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit like Michael Jordan coming back, I don't know if they would let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. And I think there's got to be, obviously, a selling factor to Tom to do it. Win a Super Bowl, make a lot of money, play with good players, or play with a coach that he loves. And Sean Payton is that. He tried to be with Sean and Tom tried to team up so much with the Dolphins that the Dolphins lost a first-round pick for the amount of tampering that they did to try to make this thing happen. Sean, obviously, would love Tom Brady on his team, I would imagine. Sean wants to make a big move at quarterback, whether it's this year, whether it's next year. This would be the biggest move that he could make. And clearly, Tom wanted to play with Sean at some point. So I think there's a little bit of hope. That's the case for it. And the Broncos haven't done anything at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
I just have the hardest time believing they're just going to wait for a quarterback to fall to them at 12. They're going to go into the week one of the season with Jarrett Stidham. I think there's going to be a big move at quarterback. And with Tom saying this last week, I think just put on your radar. Obviously, it's not the leading thing to happen, and the Broncos aren't in the leading aren't in the leaders to land him. Right now, you know who the number one team is in terms of the odds makers to land Tom Brady?
Yes.
Who?
The Raiders, plus 125.
Oh, you do know. You cheater.
I told you, yes, and then you asked.
I just thought it was like you had a hunch. Yeah, the Raiders, plus 125, because?
Yeah. Because he's like a part owner there. Also, like the whole thing.
Because he's almost a part owner. He hasn't officially gone through.
But he says, I'm not sure if they'd let me if I was a part owner of a team. They would not let you. Like, the answer to that is no. It's like, if you're a part owner of the Raiders, you can't play for another team. Maybe you could play for the Raiders. Own team?
Yeah.
But that, I mean, then you run into salary cap stuff.
It's true.
But yeah.
But it hasn't gone through yet.
Still has not.
Number two. Okay, I'm not even going to ask Henry. Go. Todd, you know who the number two favorite team to land Tom Brady is? This is a plus 300.
I have no clue.
The Patriots. Bill's not there anymore.
Uh-huh.
He didn't like Bill. He loves Robert Kraft. Then you have, let's see, do you have the other odds in front of you?
Yep, the Bucks plus 500.
There we go.
Again, just go back. 49ers plus 900.
Yep.
Brock Purdy gets hurt or something, I guess it makes sense. Dolphins at plus 1,200.
Yep.
Jets at plus 2,000.
Yep. And then any other team, plus 500.
Yeah.
So maybe that means the Broncos are plus 500 right there.
If they're the favorite among the rest of the teams, then they'd be like 2,500 maybe.
But, Henry, I mean, I agree with you. When I think of Tom Brady's motivation, it'd either be to get money, and I don't think he's, like, dying for money, or it'd be to win another Super Bowl and go from 7 to 8 Super Bowls. But the thing that, and obviously with the Broncos, you're probably not looking at them saying they gave me the best chance to win a Super Bowl.
No.
But the thing with Brady is he said no to the 49ers. What was it, 2 years ago when Brock Purdy got hurt to unretire? And saying no to them was like, oh, well, maybe winning isn't the most important thing, or going back to your hometown team isn't the most important thing. It just gives me a little hope. Should the Broncos try to do it?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why not give them a call and see what happens? And I think we should be higher on that list as far as potential teams. Like Raiders, he doesn't want to go play for Antonio Pierce and, you know, first year head coach. I don't know his relationship with the new head coach at New England, but that's another first year head coach and office coordinator that he doesn't love. I think Sean would be higher on the list. So why not give him a call? The worst thing he could say is no, we're in the same boat they're in now.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Just call him.
Yeah, well, you might as well just like reach out, see if he wants to come back. I mean, I don't, if people have hesitations, I would get why, because, you know, he won 8 games in his last season with a Bucs team that, I mean, Baker Mayfield won a playoff game, got himself a bunch of money with a year later. He's going to be 47 when the season starts. You got to give him a lot of money probably. Like, there are reasons to be concerned, but I don't know. I'm in the camp of call him and see if he wants to do it. And if he does, sure, why not? It probably won't work out great, but it's a better option than any of your other options.
I'm doing a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
And I'm still drafting a quarterback at 12.
Oh, okay, man. And if I'm Tom, I'm just retiring again. If you draft a quarterback, if I sign this week and you draft a quarterback, I'm retiring.
Thing is,
you know what I'm doing. If I'm Tom, I'm telling him.
He can't think that he has more than 1 year
exactly.
left.
Like, exactly.
He can't be like, oh, I'm not your future? Oh, I'm out.
Like, he probably has like negative 3 years left. Like, we saw what he was last time he played.
Todd, he said he can throw the ball forever. He'll always be able to throw a football.
I mean, that's
Joe
true.
Joe Montana's probably out there throwing footballs with his grandkids.
I think John a 90-year-old man can probably throw a football. Yeah. That's true.
Yes.
Can he throw it well? Can he throw a 40-yard dot? No, I don't think so.
Those days are gone.
You say at 12, we're going to draft baby Gronk. And not that baby Gronk. We're going to draft Brock Bowers for you. And boom, there's Gronk 2.0.
And you say, oh, a rookie? Like, oh, now that we have this rookie, we're set to go.
Yes,
like, we're
exactly.
ready to compete for a Super Bowl because we got a rookie.
Oh, you've got Sean and a rookie tight end? Hell yeah, I'm coming back,
oh,
baby.
God.
Okay, so final question to wrap this mailbag up. If the Broncos don't do anything at quarterback or a sizable investment at quarterback in the draft, do you think that this might be a more realistic possibility, or does the draft not change this?
You're saying if they don't do anything in the draft at quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then this has to be real. This is real. This is happening. If we don't draft the quarterback, this is definitely happening. It has to happen.
This seems insane, but I agree with you, Todd. I agree. I don't think Sean's just going to wait for like a 5-year rebuild to happen. I think there'd be some intel that maybe there's something to this.
Tom Brady is not coming to Denver. Like, I don't care what happens in the draft. It's just not happening. Tom Brady just likes attention. And we've known that about him for so long now that he'll put out his fake videos of like throwing the ball into the machine that like shoots it back at him. He just loves fake attention. Yeah, that was fake. Everything else is fake. His face is fake.
Oh, I guess all that stuff.
It's true though.
You got plastic some beef? Surgery You've seen or it? What?
Yeah. Oh, you got some beef? Have you seen the differences? Like no. That's not
he
even
got,
like
he just got slimmer.
Yeah.
No. Your nose doesn't change and you get slimmer. Your jawline doesn't move when you get slimmer. Like, this isn't even like a conspiracy theory. This is like, Everybody knows that he's just been getting it. And they've obviously done a good job. Like, he's starting to get to the point where
doesn't
it's like
sound he, like it.
No, like, you don't think he's a handsome guy? He's a handsome guy, but he looks nothing like he looked like when he first got here. And that's not just the fat leaving. No, the point is he just wants the attention. And so when somebody says, would you consider unretiring to go play for a contender, it's like, yeah, I'd consider. And then look, now everybody's writing about it. Everybody's dropping odds about where he's going to go. No, he's not unretiring. He's been cooked for like 4 years now, 3 years now. He's not coming back.
If he unretires and joins the Broncos, are you going to get plastic surgery?
My mom's to try and convince me anyway.
What?
My nose is crooked. There's like a big hook, so it looks massive from this side and tiny from this side.
That's why you said you have a good side.
Yeah, because I look different from my two sides. Most people don't look closely enough to care. And I've got a point where I don't really care either. But no, like there was a moment where it's like, oh, this might only be covered on insurance. You got to do it before you turn 18 or whatever.
Oh, you broke your nose.
A few times, yeah. Oh, dang. They've been, yeah.
That's more understandable.
Yeah. Instead of just being Tom Brady, like, oh, I would like my jaw to be right here, actually. How about this cheek? Can we just widen this cheek a little bit? No, his cheeks went the other way. Now that I think of it. Cheeks
That's
went in.
That's amazing. His face is fake. On that note, we'll be out of here. Leave your questions over at thednvr.com so we can read your questions on the mailbag. Thanks for tuning in.